Pastor Tony, can people still be demon-possessed?
You know what amazes me, Kristen, is how many times someone will tell you they don't believe in the spiritual underworld and yet will freak out when they hear creaks in their house or watch some movie and get totally just flipped over the whole thing and yet still would say, oh, I don't really believe in that. But really, in the essence of it, a lot of people who say they don't really do. Now, according to Scripture, if I'm going to look and say, can someone be possessed by a demon today just the same way they could 2,000 years ago when the Scriptures were being written and when they were being lived out here, I wouldn't want to say, are the demons are in any position different today than they were 2,000 years ago? Is there any form of constraint that has been placed upon them today that wasn't there back 2,000 years ago? Now, according to the text, by the way, I look here and it's clear that people are possessed by demons. We see it all the way through the Bible. We certainly see that Jesus had a ministry to people who were possessed by demons, and to the point where, and it's important to note, that the demons would even beg Jesus. They were in complete and utter submission to Jesus. Now, did that stop when Jesus died and was resurrected? Actually, no, because we know that when 1 Corinthians was written, we'll read in chapter 10, that the Gentiles sacrificed to demons and not to God, and we do not want to have any fellowship with demons. They currently existed even after Jesus' resurrection in a way that an unbeliever could still have fellowship with a demon. And that, by the way, didn't change even with the church era, because we will read in 1 Timothy 4:1 that the Spirit expressly says that in the last days or in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and the doctrines of demons. Clearly, even in the last days, which is easy to assume we are in right now, that there would still be demon-taught doctrines. And you'd say, well, could they have taught them before and left them out for other people to learn? But the Bible teaches us of an event that is yet to take place, an event that we call the Battle of Armageddon, that it says in Revelation 16:14 that the kings of the earth and of the whole world gather together for the battle of this great day of God Almighty. And it says that the impetus or inspiration for much of this is, it says right at the beginning of the verse, that they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them together for this battle. So clearly, even in the future, these demons are available and open. Now, what a demon is, according to the Scripture, by the way, is a created being, an angel that left his dominion or left his position in heaven for his own to follow the enemy of our souls, the devil himself. Now, according to Scripture, a person that has not given their life to Jesus Christ has no protection from such a being. They are weaker, less intelligent, and certainly completely more constrained than such a being as a demon. And Jesus warns us in Matthew 12, in verse 43, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. But then he says, I will return to the house in which I came, and when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they will enter there. And the last state of the man will be worse than the first, and so it will be with this wicked generation. Jesus warns us that if a person can be possessed by a spirit, an evil demon, that certainly that if they were to be driven from this person, just sort of putting your house in order is not enough. Something else has to move into that house that is more powerful than that demon, or that person's even worse than they started. Now the Scripture says, the moment I gave my life to Jesus Christ, that he came and put his presence inside of me, the presence of the same Jesus that these demons would beg and be in complete submission to, is the same spirit that lives inside of me. Not that they are in submission to me first and foremost, but rather that I can rest in the one who dwells within me. Now the Bible tells me in 1 John that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. The devil himself is simply a demon, a created being, an angelic being that of course is in complete rebellion to the living God. But he still cannot supersede or overtake the power of the living God. And when I know that, and I know that God himself dwells within me, I have nothing to fear. Now, if you're the type that maybe sardonically may say to other people, I don't believe in that stuff, but at night you still freak out or get worried about it. If you're the person that fears you might be possessed by a demon or that you could be possessed by a demon, one thing I could say to comfort you is if you would give your life to Jesus Christ, you would never have to worry about that. He died on the cross and rose again 3 days later to pay for your sins and wants to make his residence inside of you so that when an evil spirit would ever try to come back to try to find the house swept clean, that house has a brand new landlord and there's nothing that demon can do.